Here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 12th of April, 2012. It's the birthday of the writer John Krakauer, born in Brookline, Massachusetts, 1954. Raised in Oregon, where he took up mountain climbing, worked as a carpenter and worked as a commercial salmon fisherman to support his climbing habit. And after he'd done three climbs up in Alaska, he was asked to write an article about it, and he did, and that got him into magazine writing. In 1993, he got an assignment from Outside Magazine to write about a young man who'd graduated from college, changed his name, left his family, his savings behind, and walked into the Alaskan wilderness to make a new life out there, and perished 4 months later. And that became his first book, Into the Wild. It became a bestseller in 1996 and was later made into a movie. The year that book was published, Krakauer was assigned by Outside to climb Mount Everest and write an article about the commercialization of climbing. But a blizzard struck during the climb, and 8 of the 23 people in the group died. Krakauer kept detailed notes. He reached the summit, sleep-deprived, oxygen-deprived, came back, wrote an article about it, and then a book called Into Thin Air. Gustave Flaubert's first novel, Madame Bovary, was published on this day, 1857, about a woman who takes on multiple affairs to stave off the boredom of her empty existence. The novel caught the attention of the authorities, and Flaubert was charged with corrupting public morals. He was acquitted, and the publicity from the trial made the book a bestseller. It's the birthday of Gary Soto, born in Fresno, California, 1952. The son of Mexican-American factory workers, had an abusive, alcoholic stepfather. The boy picked up a poem entitled Unwanted, a poem by Edward Field when he was 19, and it spoke to him, and he decided to write poetry. Soto started keeping a journal, took a creative writing class, published his first book when he was 25, called The Elements of San Joaquin, a collection of poems about his father and factory workers like him, which got him a professorship at Berkeley. Last year, he published his first e-book, a young adult novel called When Dad Came Back. Here's a poem by Jane Kenyon entitled Thinking of Madame Bovary. The first hot April day, the granite step was warm, flies droned in the grass. When a car went past, they rose in unison, then dropped back down. I saw that a yellow crocus bud had pierced a dead oak leaf, then opened wide. How strong its appetite for the luxury of the sun. Everyone longs for love's tense joys and red delights. And then I spied an ant dragging a ragged disembodied wing up the warm brick walk. It must have been the Methodist in me that leaned forward, preceded by my shadow, to put a twig just where the ant was struggling with its own desire. Thinking of Madame Bovary by Jane Kenyon from Otherwise, New and Selected Poems, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app. Available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vedder. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.